Well, good morning. It's 9:10 a.m. on 10/12/21, October the 12th, 2021, 9:10 a.m. It's the official temperature is 41 degrees. It's actually closer to 46, I think. The wind makes it feel a little colder, but it's I put on my wind jack, my windbreaker, and my hoodie, and I've been quite comfortable today. So today is my birthday, number 69. Nice, as the kids say. And it's the first day in about, 8 or 9 years that I have not been in therapy. I had my last meeting with my therapist yesterday. She's retiring. And I don't have another one lined up yet. The new crop. The practice is losing a couple of people, both therapists, whose office leases expire at the end of October, and they are of retirement age, so they're just going to retire. So, yeah. A long way. I think about that every once in a while. It's like, how far have I come since? Morning. How far have I come since the little house on Little Sebago? The first place I remember living was a little house not too far from my grandparents' place on, is it the Sandbar Road in Windham? It was right on Little Sebago. It's probably worth $5 million now. But it wasn't then. We moved when I was 4 to Dutton Hill Road, where I stayed until I joined the Coast Guard in 1970. At the ripe old age of 17. I was only a month away from my 18th birthday. If I had waited a month, I could have enlisted on my own. I had to have my father sign because I wasn't 18 yet. If I'd waited till I was 18, then I would have had to have registered for Selective Service, registered for the draft, and would have been subject to call-up. So, by enlisting before I was eligible, I made myself ineligible for the draft. Look back at all the stupid crap I did. Jesus. So, boot camp in Cape May, Readyman A School in Governor's Island. I went to Coast Guard Cutter Active, which was stationed at Portsmouth Harbor Station at that point, for about a year. And then 18 months to the pre-commissioning detail for Comstay Kodiak, which was Navy, and became U.S. Coast Guard. Living in the barracks with a bunch of crazy people. Yeah, probably the less said the better. It was one of those weird times. I was 19 going on 20. Going on 20. And there were five or six of us that hung out together. Steve Rockwell, who is now passed on. Kenai Carl Haga. I reached out to on Facebook, I think. Rudy Gomez. My roommate Phil Cares, we shared the only room in the barracks that the master at arms did not have a key to. And we managed to keep it that way for the entire time we were there. And as soon as we moved out, they changed the locks, which is understandable. Yeah. But that was a safe room. Nobody could come into that room unless we let them in. And there were apparently no spare keys. So, 18 months working 12 on, 12 off at the communication station that was like 5 miles, 10 miles down the road, around there, over the river and through the woods, in a bunker. Eventually left there and went back to Maine. I got a posting at Portland Harbor Station. Did local radio traffic and communications traffic, aids navigation, weather, all that stuff. Notices to mariners. Until I got out. And I spent 5 years in the Guard. I extended for a year. So I had 5 years in the Guard. I get out in 75, September of 75. Month before my 22nd birthday. At that point I had been married about a year. Got divorced about a year later. Year and a half later, something like that. Went to work for, after the Guard, I was a teletype operator and a textbook manager for college bookstores, first for the University of Southern Maine. And then for Colby College for about a year. And decided textbooks, bookstore work, just wasn't going to cut it. Just wasn't going to do it. Particularly the college bookstore circuit, notoriously low pay. Even in those days, it was hard for me to find an apartment I could afford to rent for the amount that they were willing to pay. back to Portland. Became a Kelly girl back before it was Kelly Temporary Services, which just frustrated the heck out of people who were trying to hire a typist. I can no longer type 100 words a minute, and I don't care. I did a couple typing tests. I was typing about, 60 words a minute. You only needed 30, I think, to pass the test. And in those days, it was like I was fresh off the high-speed teletype, so I could really, really hammer keys, even on a strange keyboard. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. One post. I spent a couple years farting around in Portland. Got a job closing down a factory, an Etonic shoe factory, running the systems for that. Up in Lisbon. I went to work for Bath Ironworks. I spent 2 or 3 years at Bath Ironworks. I worked my way up from entry-level programmer to systems analyst there. Database analyst. Left there, went to Buffalo. Buffalo, I finally finished my degree. I got my first half of a degree. It was going to be computer science when I, at Portland, University of Southern Maine in Portland. When I lived in town in Portland, it was easy to take classes until I had a job that was with a consultant and expected me to stay on the job until the job was done, regardless of whether I had a class that night or not. And finally managed to overstay my welcome with that company. Morning. So I went up to Bath Ironworks. From there, I was team lead for a while for the manufacturing division. That's when I learned how to manage really big code. Our code base, the code base that the 10 or 12 of us were responsible for, was so large that if we all started at a different place and read for 5 years, we couldn't read the whole system. It was huge. It was humongous. And we were responsible for keeping it going. Wasn't a bad job. Left there, went to Buffalo. My current wife, the wife at the time, and still my wife, wanted to get an MLS. She wanted to get a Master of Library Science. So We did a search, we looked around to see where we could make that happen, and Buffalo seemed to be the likeliest choice. So we moved to Buffalo, sold our little house in Lisbon Center. No, it was Lisbon Falls. And bought another little house in the town of Tonawanda in western New York, just outside of Buffalo. Finished my bachelor's degree the year I turned 42. So it was about, it was a long time. That was a long time. Between the time I started college and the time I finished college to get my bachelor's degree. At that point, up until that point, I was able to get a job on the basis of the fact that I could do the job and had a reputation for being able to do the work. I had a resume that said, yes, he's been a programmer. Yes, he knows how to do this computer thing. But by the time we moved to Buffalo, and maybe it was a function of the fact that it was Buffalo rather than coastal Maine, but by then, you need a degree to get past HR. I didn't need a degree to do the job, but they couldn't look at my resume. They couldn't consider me for the job because the job required a 4-year degree. So the Millard Fillmore College of Business. Night school at SUNY Buffalo, where I first encountered my internet addiction. Years ago. I moved here in 92. 91. No, I can't be right. I've been here 27 years. So, whatever that is, I don't know. I've had a few careers here. Corporate training to education. Education support with the National Center on what was originally this National Center on Low Incidence Disabilities and became the National Center on Severe and Sensory Disabilities for all the good it did. Got my master's in 98, I got my doctorate in 2004. Probably could have got it sooner if I hadn't had West Nile. Started writing science fiction in 2007, January 10th, June 12th. My brain is a little mushy on that right now. I'd have to go back and look at the wiki if I could find it. National Center closed in June of 2012. I became a full-time writer. Nine years. So here I am, still. Out for my walk, my 2,200 and something walk. After what, 10 years? 2011. Is that right? I don't remember. Really doesn't matter, because just like I've said over 2,200 times before, I'm at the back gate. I hope today is just the first day in a long string of daily walks, because I really need to get back on this horse. So, yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.